tea could be good for us after all. It's one of the best sources of a rich antioxidant called polyphenols. And it's not just green tea either. Black tea has lots of it too. Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You has been looking at the benefits of polyphenols in our tea.
These polyphenols are antioxidants that are readily absorbed by the body, and they seem to have a very protective effect in heart disease and also cancer. For instance, some studies have shown death from heart disease is far less common in Dutch and Finnish tea lovers. And they've found that 3 cups of tea has reduced the risk of heart attack by 11%. Now, besides heart benefits, there's also a number of studies showing that tea, black and green, can prevent cancer cells from forming and kill leukemia, lung, and prostate cancer cells. I mean, in lab studies, they've found that other kinds of cancers also can be protective. But in human studies, although they're a bit iffy, they've found that 2 or more cups of black tea reduce the risk of digestive and urinary tract cancers, and it can prevent rectal cancer. Other studies with green tea, again, showing significantly less breast cancer. So there's just loads of reasons to be drinking tea. The other thing you should know is that polyphenols aren't the only beneficial ingredient in tea. It also has low levels of vitamin A, B2, C, D, and K, and potassium, and other minerals. The other thing is that, you know, although we worry about tannins in tea doesn't contain tannins in the true sense of the word, which is tannic acid. Many of the things in tea that were referred to as tannins are actually polyphenols. It does contain a thing called condensed tannins, but that's a kind of tannin that's actually considered healthy for you because they can reduce blood fats and cholesterol. The real dangerous thing is the pesticides in teas. I mean, they've found that in a recent U.S. investigation that 7 out of 10 brands of green tea on sale in New York contain traces of DDT because a lot of it comes from China where there aren't the laws against pesticides and DDT use is still legal. So it really argues that you should look for organic so that you can minimize your pesticide residues.
Although there's obviously lots and lots of good things in tea, which is great news, there are, as you say, a few bad things. Does that mean that there's an optimum amount we should be drinking?
Well, in terms of polyphenol count, yeah. There's no recommended daily allowance for them, but nutritionists say we should aim for about 200 milligrams a day. Now, you can get a lot of your polyphenols from things like apples and olive oil, nuts, oranges, strawberries, other fruits like that, onions. But it's very, very high in tea. I mean, a very good tea will have nearly that 200 milligram in 1 cup of tea. But you can get it from red wine, which has 455 milligrams per large glass. And dark chocolate has a lot per 50 grams, about 300 milligrams. Cocoa, other kinds of chocolate. But it's just comforting to know that if we have a very good brand of tea, we could just have a cup of tea and there you go.
Now, good brand of tea. In proof, you've done a road test, as you usually do. Looking at tea, looking for the polyphenol count, what did you come up with?
We were blown away by the results, Chantel, because we naturally assumed it was going to be a green tea, it was going to be one of our favorite organic brands. No. Number one, believe it or not, was Sainsbury's Organic Black Tea. Even though this was just supermarket tea, this was a fantastic price, and it had a polyphenol content of 173 milligrams, which means about 1 cup a day would provide nearly all the polyphenols you need. Plus, at about 2.5p a cup, it was very good value. Now, we compare this with some of the green teas that we looked at, and we found that some of our favorites had as low as 71 milligrams per bag. So that's, you know, less than half, maybe about almost a third of what Sainsbury's got. And they cost about 5 times more. So it's 5 times the price for 1/3 the polyphenols. Just a huge difference. The other big surprise was our second and third place runners. Number two was good old PG Tips. And number three was good old Tetley.
From What Doctors Don't Tell You, that's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.